Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Abe Lyman and Arthur Fields, take a trip to China, move our feet, and hear from some sisters. Last week, August 4th, marked the birth in 1897 in Chicago, Illinois, of drummer, bandleader, and composer Abe Lyman. His musical career began at age 14, playing drums in Chicago's Colonial Cafe. Later, he moved to California to lead the band at his brother Mike's nightclub, the Sunset Inn in Santa Monica. After the Sunset was forced to close, Abe landed a contract to play in the Coconut Grove Ballroom at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, where he opened on April 1, 1922. As a result of their popularity at the Ambassador, the band made their first record a few months later on the Nordskog label. The following year, Lyman began recording for Brunswick, where he remained until 1936, making hundreds of sides. The band went on a vaudeville tour in 1924, worked in Chicago in 1925, and toured Europe in 1929, each time returning to the Coconut Grove. Beginning in 1930, the band was featured in Hollywood movie musicals, including Good News, Hold Everything, and Paramount on Parade, and the band is also heard in a number of Warner Brothers' Merry Melodies cartoons. Abe Lyman composed or wrote lyrics for a number of popular songs, including his own Mary Lou and What Can I Say After I Say I'm Sorry, written with Walter Donaldson. The band enjoyed a long run on the radio program Waltz Time from 1934 to the late 40s, at which point Abe Lyman left the music business and went into restaurant management. He died on October 23, 1957 in Beverly Hills. Here is Abe Lyman. Thank you.
sun stopped shining, showed me the silver lining, hell of my lonesome hour. When all the world seemed dreary, who came along to cheer me? Hell of my lonesome hour. Who showed me the short way from the long way, the right way from the wrong way, and made me see the rainbow after the shower? And most of all, when I needed you to guide me, you always stood beside me. Hell of my lonesome hour.
Abe Lyman's California Orchestra and 12th Street Rag, recorded May 2, 1932. Lyman had recorded 12th Street Rag some years earlier, but this arrangement has a xylophone and accordion solos, which were uncharacteristic of the band. 12th Street Rag was preceded by Pal of My Lonesome Hours, written by Walter Hirsch, Joe Dale, and Abe Lyman. That was recorded on September 9, 1926, in the same session where Lyman recorded 12th Street Rag for the first time. I've mentioned a couple of times that it was common practice for record companies to record both vocal and instrumental versions of songs, with the vocals issued domestically and the instrumentals issued abroad. We began our tribute to Abe Lyman with an instrumental version of That's My Weakness Now, which has a piano solo by Al Newman in place of what is a vocal refrain in the American issue. That recording was made in Chicago on June 17, 1928, and was issued only in Germany. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. In this next segment, we're going to put our feet in motion, and here's Fred Elizalde to help us get started.
Just go, bo-de-do-de-do, come, be-be-eat, just go, bo-de-do-de-do, tap your feet and your feet and just roll along, just roll along your way. Shuffle your worrying soul along and stroll along your way. Make this a good world to live in. Laugh at your troubles and give in. Shuffle your feet and just roll along your way. Bandana babies strutting around the town. Bandana babies doing that new lowdown. Hello, stranger, you're in danger of losing all your care. So attractive, very active, go along, you blues, we're giving you air. Their black eyes flashing, tying you up in knots. There's lots of cash in, shaking those polka dots. You're gonna get an eyeful, you'll die full of joy and clown with bandana babies doing the new lowdown.
Medley is defined as a musical composition made up of a series of songs. Well, I don't know if just two tunes constitute a melody, but there you had Don Redman and his orchestra, February 2nd, 1933, and a short medley consisting of Shuffle Your Feet and Bandana Babies. Those are both from the Broadway show Blackbirds of 1928, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. The vocalists were Harry and Donald Mills. Before that, it was Henderson's Dance Orchestra and Shake Your Feet, written by Dave Stamper from Ziegfeld Follies of 1923. That Pathé Actuel 78 was waxed in December of 1923, but Fletcher Henderson had also recorded Shake Your Feet for Edison the previous month. Shake Your Feet was preceded by Marius B. Winter and his dance orchestra and Tap Your Feet from around February 23rd of 1931. We begin that foot-moving set with Fred Elizalde and his Cambridge undergraduates and Stomp Your Feet, written by Fred Elizalde and recorded on June 22, 1927.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Well, there's a little thing going on right now called the Games of the 29th Olympiad. That's taking place over there in Beijing, China, so to commemorate the Olympics, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about China, beginning with the Golden Gate Orchestra.
Thank you. reckless. That is some young and wild. Must be reckless. Ooh. That is some young and wild. Really so reckless, he my baby child.
The Nat Star Band, credited on the label that Home Accord 78 as Norman Mead's Dance Orchestra and In a Street of Chinese Lanterns from September 27, 1927. In a Street of Chinese Lanterns was written by Harry Milcliffe, Jimmy Campbell, and Reg Connolly. Before that, it was the Mississippi blues singer and guitarist Isaiah Nettles, who went by the name of the Mississippi Moaner in an American Record Corporation field recording session in Jackson, Mississippi on October 20, 1935. Nettles recorded 5 sides in the session, but only 2 were released on ARC's Vocalion label. We heard It's Cold in China Blues, a cover of Blind Lemon Jefferson's Long Lonesome Blues. The other side of that record is Mississippi Moan. We began that Chinese set with the Golden Gate Orchestra, a pseudonym for the California Ramblers on Edison Records, and Chinese Jumble from an Edison lateral, recorded October 25, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. A few weeks ago, listener James in Iowa suggested that I do a whole show of records by sister groups. Well, a whole show of sisters might be a little much, but here's a segment of sisters, beginning with the Keller sisters and Lynch.
Lopez speaking. Thanks to Irving Berlin, I'm on my way home.
Exactly as our dream book says. are done. We've so many tomorrows to find our place in the sun.
Anson Weeks and his Hotel Mark Hopkins Orchestra with a vocal by the Mehring Sisters, recording for Brunswick in San Francisco on September 15, 1932. That was Everyone Says I Love You, written by Bert Kalmar and Harry Ruby for the Marx Brothers picture Horse Feathers. That was preceded by the Pickens Sisters, Jane, Helen, Grace, and Patty and their orchestra, and Happiness Ahead, from October 11, 1934. Happiness Ahead was written by Mort Dixon and Allie Rubel. We began that sister set with KSNL, the Keller Sisters and Lynch, and Irving Berlin's I'm On My Way Home, recorded December 6, 1926. The Keller Sisters weren't actually the Keller Sisters, but the Lynch Sisters, Annie Catherine Lynch, better known as Nan, and Catherine Ann Lynch, better known as Taddy. The Lynch in Keller Sisters and Lynch was their brother, Frank Lynch. In the early 20s, the trio performed in vaudeville and was a popular vocal trio, appearing with orchestras including Gene Goldkett, Ben Selvin, Ben Burney, and Vincent Lopez. It was Vincent Lopez and his Casa Lopez Orchestra accompanying the trio on I'm On My Way Home.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last week, August 6, marked the birth in 1888 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of Abe Finkelstein. You hear him singing on this show quite often, but under the name Arthur Fields. He grew up in New York and was a professional singer by age 11, singing at Wacky's Motion Picture House on Coney Island. At 17, he was touring with the Guy Brothers Minstrel Show, and a couple of years later, with Eddie Weston and Harry Carroll, he formed a vaudeville act called Weston, Fields, and Carroll. With others, Harry Carroll wrote The Trail of the Lonesome Pine, By the Beautiful Sea, and I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, but he and Fields wrote the music for On the Mississippi in 1912. In 1914, Fields wrote the lyrics to Walter Donovan's Abba Dabba Honeymoon, which was made popular by Collins and Harlan, and was revived in 1950 in the MGM picture 2 Weeks with Love. In the 20s, he sang the vocal refrains on many dance band records for a variety of labels, both as a soloist and with others, such as Irving Kaufman and Fred Hall. Fields moved to Florida in 1946, where he hosted the Arthur Fields program on WKAT Miami. He suffered a stroke and died in a fire at Littlefield Convalescent Home 11 days later on March 29, 1953. Here's Arthur Fields.
Or die, life worthwhile. If you smile, your way you'll surely win. If you will grin, with Moxie ready, you'll go steady. Moxie, oh Moxie, me for you. I don't know what I could do without you. As a drink, you're a hummer. In winter or summer, there's something so pleasant about you. Oh, you stand the test, for you are the best. I'll spend all the rest of my life. Let others keep trying, you're so satisfying. There's nothing like Moxie for mine. Moxie, oh Moxie, me for you. I don't know what I could do without you. As a drink, you're a hummer. In winter or summer, there's something so pleasant about you. Oh, you stand the test, for you are the best. I'll send all the rest down the line. Let others keep trying, you're so satisfying. There's nothing like Moxie for mine. For Moxie has a flavor all its own, good and pure, safe and sure. Let everyone proclaim its name and fame in praises ringing while they're singing. Moxie, oh Moxie, me for you. I don't know what I could do without you. As a drink, you're a hummer. In winter or summer, there's something so pleasant about you. Oh, you stand the test, for you are the best. I'll send all the rest down the line. Let others keep trying, you're so satisfying. There's nothing like Moxie for mine. Moxie, oh Moxie, me for you. I don't know what I could do without you. As a drink, you're a hummer. In winter or summer, there's something so pleasant about you. Oh, you For you are the man, I'll spend all the rest of my life. Let others keep trying, you're so satisfying. There's nothing like must be for mine.
My dove, got no time since I'm a Geraldine, got no time for any other queen, got no time for anyone else but Geraldine. Since we met, I've gone off my nut, you can bet she's got nothing but that, this, those, them, that, Geraldine. I've arranged to take her home to my mother, doo-doo-doo-doo, but I'm afraid to introduce her to my own brother, cause all day long we watch a cha-cha-cha, nothing wrong with watch a cha-cha-cha, got no time for anyone else but Geraldine. ¶¶ Got no time for anything else but got no time for anything else but
We began our tribute to Arthur Fields with an advertising record made around November 2nd of 1921 and issued on the Moxie label for the soft drink of the same name, Moxie. We heard the vocal version, and the other side of the record has an instrumental version of the song. Moxie was created in 1876 by Dr. Augustine Thompson and was first marketed as a patent medicine called Moxie Nerve Food. In 2005, it was designated as Maine's official state soft drink since Dr. Thompson was originally from Maine. Next, from a Harmony 78 waxed March 9, 1927, it was the Manhattan Dance Makers, a Ben Selvin group, and Wherever You Go, Whatever You Do, written by Benny Muroff. We finished up with a Banner 78 from February 9, 1929, crediting Arthur Fields and the Noodlers and Geraldine. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.